Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, okay there. All right, well, here's the moment you've been waiting for, a chance to play the What Do You Know quiz. Because, I mean, some of you probably came just for that purpose, right? Oh, maybe not. Maybe some of you came without any purpose in mind. That's fine, too. I'm not saying you have to have a purpose in coming here. Before we can play the quiz, however, we have to know who can and cannot participate in it. That's right. It's time for the four disclaimers. Sir, can I get you to come down here? Whatever way works for you, climb over them. That's okay. And this, by law, we're required to read this. It says who can, cannot participate by law. And you are?
Steve Anderson.
Steve Anderson, I'll give this to you, and I'll get out of your way.
The four disclaimers. One, all questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Two, snowmobiling in May up north. Three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have recently won should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well done. You nailed it. Thank you. Job well done. Let's see the hands of those of you who care to show them at this time to indicate an interest in playing the quiz known as the What Do You Know quiz. What Do You Know quiz? Now this, okay, you look pretty relaxed. I think you can handle this. Yeah, come on down here. Seems important to you, so I'm going to let you have this one. I'm going to stand up here, and you can stand down there. How are you?
I'm good.
And you are?
My name's Matthew Osleason.
Matthew?
Yeah.
Are you from around here, Matthew?
I live just across the square.
You did? So you had to go all the way across the square to get here? And
farmer's market, lots of people, yeah.
Did you go counterclockwise a few times before you got here?
I did do a lap, yeah.
Matthew, one good reason you should play this quiz.
If I had a bucket list, this would be on it.
You don't need a bucket list. You're a young man, but I appreciate that. Care to step up here, Matthew? And join us on the Naugahyde. There you go. Good. All right, here, I got another water here. Just for you, in case you need a libation. That's all we got. That's the chaser, nothing before it. So what are you doing these days, Matthew?
I work for the State Patrol.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do for them?
I manage a portfolio of grants to local law enforcement.
Oh.
So I give cops money to pull you over.
You do? Isn't that nice? Because I give them money when they pull me over, but it doesn't usually yeah. So put the wallet back, is mm-hmm. what they say. You know, are they trained to say that? Is that?
Well, I think they're trained
because you got money in your wallet, and it happens to be there when you hand them the license and the money are in the same thing.
You know... I would have a trouble being a cop. I would. So it's good that I'm not.
Yeah. Did you go through police academy and training and all that stuff? Did you think about being?
I actually did not. So I just went to college and good. Then.
Which college did you go to?
I went to Beloit College.
Beloit is a great yeah. school. Beloit College. Beloit University now, isn't it?
No, it's still college.
Oh, it
it's
is?
Still college.
It
is. Yep.
So when do they get to be universities? When they reach a certain grant level? Or
when
something?
They give out masters or PhDs, oh. I think.
Yeah. What did you study there at Beloit?
I studied sociology.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Any particular group?
I guess shrinking cities.
Shrinking cities? Well,
yeah. So then I went to Michigan where I got my master's in urban planning in studying shrinking cities. But there's no jobs in shrinking cities because the
That's
cities
why they're
are shrinking.
Yeah, so they're not hiring.
Yeah. So I didn't really think that through.
It's a conundrum. Conundrum of our...
Yeah, I mean, exactly. That's, I mean, you know, you don't... I thought, that's really interesting. I didn't think, let's get a job, so...
Yeah. No jobs in shrinking cities. So kids out there, if you're thinking, if you're in sociology, thinking about shrinking cities, think about something else.
Right.
Expand growing cities, probably.
Yeah, growing cities are great. So go to Western North Dakota.
Yeah.
Those, I mean, their cities are getting really big really fast. So.
Some good advice. That's good. And you got this job, and it's a good job, and you're working, and you're, things are going great.
I mean, I know I thought it was a great experience getting a job with the state of Wisconsin, even though, you know, everything else
that
happened.
I know what you mean. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though it is the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean.
I see. On one hand it is, on one hand it is.
Yeah.
Well, Matthew, someone out there plays along with you. You know how the quiz works?
I do. Yeah.
General knowledge. You're going to be good at this. I get the feeling. How does someone play along with Matthew?
People who want to play the quiz, pick up their phones and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question of your choosing.
Okay. All right. I choose one. Well, here's a question. It's from the school category. The question is, what is twerking? Twerking. And it's something you should learn in school now. We didn't learn it in my day, but okay. Shirking we learned in my day, but this is twerking. I don't know what that is. Let's go to the phones right now. Yes, and Eleanor is on the line from Kansas City. Hi, Eleanor.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Are you in school now?
No, I'm homeschooled.
You're homeschooled, okay. Well, do you know what twerking is?
Is it like twisting or something?
Twisting. You mean twisting in a dancing kind of movement?
Yeah.
Yes, of course, we can accept that.
Yeah.
I don't see why not. It isn't. I think it is. I have no idea what it is, really. It's kind of a dance thing that people do, like Miley Cyrus, and that's a lot of twisting involved in that. So I think we can accept that.
Yay!
Congratulations, Eleanor! From Kansas City. Should you be in class right now, Eleanor? Because you are at home, right?
No, I just did it.
You did? What'd you have this morning?
A Spanish test.
Spanish test? How'd you do?
I don't know yet.
You don't know? Does it take a while to get those results back?
It's like a placement test, so I don't really know.
Oh, okay. Do you like Spanish?
Not really.
No? Maybe it's your teacher. Maybe she could different... Different family or something. Is it your mom or dad or?
My mom teaches me, but this is for an online class.
Oh, this is online. Okay, yeah. What is your mom best at teaching? Would you say what subject is your best subject?
History.
History. Oh, okay, that's cool. Do you like history?
Yeah.
Cool. Very cool. Eleanor, this is Matthew. He's your partner here. You collaborate with him.
Hello, hi. Eleanor.
And he's a very bright guy, and you're very bright, obviously. So the two of you should do really well on this quiz. And we have various categories, which Sarah Nix will now tell us about.
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, or were you homeschooled, science, and odds and ends.
Okay. Eleanor, let you pick the first category. Which of those would you like?
People.
Okay, these are kind of survey results or what have you. 80%, 90%, or 100% of Americans fail to meet the government's activity standards. Did you know the government had activity standards? They expect us. They don't have any activity going on. Why should we? I don't.
Yeah.
80%.
What do you think?
Yes, Matthew.
You think it's 90%, Eleanor?
I was thinking 80%, but 90% sounds good.
She's thinking 80% though.
I have more faith in America than 90%.
Yeah, so you're going to be backtracking 80%?
Yeah, it's 80.
80% is it. Yeah, 80% of it. That's not so bad. That means 20% are actually keeping up to our government's high standards. So that would be?
That would be one right and zero wrong.
Okay.
And the categories remaining are current events, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Matthew?
Let's do science.
Science is always good, isn't it? Maybe not. Human and fly brains. Strikingly similar or no way? Human and fly brains.
We got a 50-50 chance on this one. let's go the holistic human, like, let's say we're the same. Let's do that.
Similar.
Okay.
Similar.
Similar. Eleanor, you think you go along with that?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. That's right. Oh, yes. Hey. Strikingly similar.
Hey.
Yeah. It's all central complex and basal ganglia. The rest is just window dressing. Otherwise, they're identical. You could swap them out. You wouldn't know the difference.
That's two right and zero wrong.
Okay, wow. Very good.
And the categories left are current events, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Okay. Eleanor?
Places.
Places, okay. Could be anywhere. The most rejected name by the New Zealand Registrar of Births. They can reject your if you pick a name for a child, they can reject it if they don't like it. The most rejected name currently, is it Peace Up, Justice, or Aussie?
Oh.
This is New Zealand, of course.
Aussie or Aussie?
Aussie, like an Australian.
Like the hair product.
Like the hair product.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think that's cause
we
enough
use it.
Right
no,
there.
It's very, and it's very
yeah,
good.
I think that's cause enough. And I think there's some like xenophobic tension between the two.
It's like a horse shampoo, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Aussie.
You could call it that. I don't know if those women would appreciate that, Michael.
No, but a lot of people use horse shampoo. A lot of horses use it too, I imagine. But I know. So the most rejected name by the New Zealand Register of Births, is it Peace Up, Justice, or Aussie?
Eleanor?
Aussie?
Aussie? Do you want to go with that?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's Justice. You cannot name your child Justice Schwartzberg. Because it sounds stupid.
Okay.
I guess. Yeah, but don't worry about it. Also, you can't name your child Christ, Duke, Lucifer, or CJ. I guess that's too Australian. Anyhow, that would be...
That's two right and one wrong.
Okay, don't worry about it. You're still on track here. What's left there?
Current events, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
All right.
Wait a minute.
Let's do current events.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay. The number of outfits Lindsay Lohan brings to her 90-day rehab stint.
Oh, well, I know that she walked
90
out
days,
on that.
90 days. No, she's in it now. Did she bring A, 90, 180, or 270 outfits for the 90 days?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's not 90.
Yeah, you think it's the one higher than that, but not the 271?
Yeah, 270.
It's kind of
a
leading question, isn't it?
Oh, I think it's 270.
Okay.
Yeah.
You do? Why?
I have it on good authority.
Who's the good authority? I didn't see that one.
The fine people of the state of Wisconsin.
You're saying 200, so three outfits for every day of the 90 days.
That's what I would do.
270.
I'll go with you.
You wouldn't stay with this? This is a good look for you.
You need to get some variety.
Change it up. Okay, so you're saying 270, you go along with that, Eleanor? Or?
Yeah.
Yes, that's it. 270 outfits, three a day. Makes it a little easier in rehab, and congratulations, you've won the quiz.
Matthew, get ready to enjoy the flavors of ripe tomatoes, zesty jalapenos, bell peppers, and onions in a jar of hot salsa from Sanchez Specialties in Almond, Wisconsin, a cut above the rest. Eleanor, greet every morning with vim and vigor in a cup of Stephen Brew's breakfast blend, and later savor the richness of Costa Rican Terasu from Madison's Stephen Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. And each of you can put the fun back into technical help in the fast-paced card game Tech Support from Kenzer & Company, and expand your mental horizons with the book What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Congratulations to you both.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Matthew, good job. Eleanor, thanks a lot. Hang on, we'll make sure you get that. Thanks for playing.